philosophies in my experience and my experiment. Greetings, fellow humans. It's Carly Nimmo in the house, in the studio. I was actually doing some voiceover work and I came across some stuff I didn't know how they wanted pronounced, so I'm just waiting to hear back from the client on that. And I thought, I've got some shit to say, so why not just hit record and let's do this. This morning I had a session with a client who is part of an organization and we were mapping out their podcast season. And I just love work like that. I think in the last episode I was talking about how I want to be like Bobby McFerrin, right? Like moving through life and everything kind of has the same reverence. And so I'm not having those really anxious moments where I feel like I'm missing the mark or I've got to deliver something or, you know, that pressure and that overwhelm that I talked about in the previous episode. And I've been thinking about when and where I feel it and when and where in my work I don't. What comes most naturally and most easily to me? And that kind of work where I'm mapping out a strategy with a client, that's the kind of shit that I just absolutely fucking love. And it feels so easy. There's not stress inside of me. I'm just working with the client's energy and we're crafting a strategy that's really going to work for them. And I feel like this is something that I've been avoiding. It's a part of my work that I have been avoiding because I haven't wanted to be the person who has all the answers. I haven't wanted to be the guru. I haven't wanted to be, the one with the answers, because though I do feel like I have a lot of answers from a lot of experience and a lot of experimenting throughout my time in business, in podcasting, in life in general, in relationships, in communication, I feel like, and in expression, I feel like these are all different areas of my life that I've mastered certain systems in. And I've been reluctant to share or position myself as an expert, although I do feel like in podcasting I am kind of seen as a bit of an expert. There's always been this like, I don't want to be the guru. I don't want to be the person who has all the answers. You have all the answers, right? And you do. And sometimes you also don't have access to things that come naturally to me. And I've been reluctant to own that because I haven't wanted people to sideswipe their own intuition or to not have full autonomy and not use their own discernment. So I've kind of been a bit wishy-washy in my work recently because of that. I haven't wanted to be the guide when this is actually who I'm born and designed to be. I am here as a projector. And as a 1-3 projector, specifically, I'm talking human design at the moment, but I am a 1-3 projector and I am here to have the experience and learn all the things and distill that through my experience and share it, right? Like it's actually what my design is here for. But I've been denying it. I've been denying saying this works, this won't work, do this, you know, here's the steps to take, because I didn't want people to override their own autonomy, discernment, and intuition. But I'm actually not really serving anyone if I'm not playing to the nature of who I actually am, which is a strategist. I'm a strategist. I'm someone who plugs into someone, can really see them and have this knowing as to what's going to work. And I think that's where I've felt that, like, that's where the conflict within me has been, because it's like, I don't want to gaslight you into doing something that doesn't feel right for you, but I also don't want to enable shitty behavior or behavior that isn't serving your greatest purpose. You know, because I do believe that there are things that get in the way from us, and I'm really about helping you sidestep those hurdles. But I feel like I'd fallen into this trap of like being very reluctant to give advice, because I thought I was supposed to pull it from you, and maybe I am in some cases, but more I think I actually am here to give advice. And part of the reason I haven't wanted to do that is because what I see out there in the big wide world, a lot of lack of integrity, a lot of promises of, like promises of the promised land that actually doesn't even fucking exist. And, you know, and this whole blanket one formula approach, well, if you've been around here for a long time, you would know that I'm really not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of like getting putting everyone into the same box and giving them the same strategy. What I'm about is personal strategy, individual strategy based on who you are, your design, how you're made up, where you want to go, what your values are. It's about individual strategy. And I was thinking about strategy because I was kind of like, well, you know, maybe part of it's because strategy doesn't work for me. But actually, I am really strategic, just not in the way that of a map, right? Like I'm not strategic in terms of like, okay, now we're going to do this. And then in October, we're going to launch this program. And then here we're going to do this. And here we're going to do like that kind of strategy does not work for me. Mostly because it's not the way I'm designed. I'm not here to have the idea and execute it. I'm not here to, to have a map and like, I'm actually designed to do business the way that I do it. And I think part of the conflict too has been about how I've been felt, how I've been made to feel because of the way that I run my own business. You know, I have gaslighted myself a lot about my strategy, which is really to do business on the fly, to be open to when opportunities and invitations come to me and not be not be planned out and mapped out and have every little step kind of there. I am here to do things on the fly, and that is part of my strategy, right? Part of my strategy is knowing what I stand for, knowing my values, showing up consistently as myself in ways that feel really good. That's a strategy. It's just not the kind of strategy that I often work with clients with. Sometimes it is too, right? Like, because sometimes I actually attract a lot of clients who have done all the things. They've invested in this coach and they've done this and they've tried that and they've done this and, you know, and they're constantly in this cycle of like, where's the next answer? Where's the next answer? And then they come to me and I help them formulate their own strategy moving forward. And I've felt, I think I've just had a lot of conflict because it's like, well, how can I advise on strategy if I don't have a strategy myself? How can I give someone a map if I don't use one myself? And then I remember advice that I've given plenty of clients over the years, and that is you don't have to be a master of what you actually bring another, as in, like, if you don't have to be, it's like the plumber's toilet is always leaking. Their priority isn't on their own toilet, it's on the people that they're serving's toilets often. And so, you know, I find a lot of people that come to me, they have something that they feel is their thing, and then they stop themselves from doing it because they don't feel like they've mastered it in their own life. Right? Like, how can I give clarity to others when I have no clarity myself? And it's like, well, that's because that's the way you're designed. You are designed to bring clarity to others. That doesn't mean you have to have it yourself. And I feel like, that's the same with me and advice and strategy. I have felt like I can't follow a strategy. But actually, I can follow a strategy. It's just not the way that I thought it had to be. And by stopping myself being an advice giver, being an advisor, guiding people, helping them come up with strategies, I by denying those aspects of myself and just being more a counselor, like I feel like often I'm just a listener. And that's cool. I can hold space. That's all good. But really where my strength is listening and reflecting back to you what would work, what your options are, so that you can pick a strategy that's going to align with your big picture, your individual makeup, you know, who you are, what's important to you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I've just realized like that is where I feel most at ease and in flow is when I'm plugged in and I'm, You know, and I'm tuned into that person and we're co-creating something for them and their life. That is the shit for me. Whether that is a podcast strategy, a business strategy, a life strategy, I don't really care. As long as it's what I'm doing. And so, I've just realized that that area is something that I haven't necessarily given myself permission to really embrace because of what is going on out there. When what is going on out there is even more reason, as in like what is going on out there is a bunch of people who don't have experience, who, are handing out blanket advice and promised lands and, you know, and it feels very out of integrity for me. And actually, it just feels really immoral, actually, to be totally honest. And so then I feel like that has been shutting me down because I don't want to offer those things where actually I kind of do, not in a way that isn't in integrity, not in a blanket approach, not in a promised land, not in almost like a dictator way of giving information, but instead a shared exchange. And this has just made me realize that I need to get like, or not need, but now is there's never been a more important time for me to own who I am and what I do in the world. So I wanted to share this because I actually feel like I'm not alone here. I feel like there's often things that just come so naturally to us that we shut down or that we don't find value in or that there's some kind of conflict, you know, like I've been experiencing in this idea of an integrity. I feel like a lot of us have that. We have things that we're putting in the way of us actually living a life that is not a promised land, because there's still going to be times where you jump on a client call and the energy isn't right there's always so many variables. But just looking at those times in your life where you do feel really, you know, depending on your makeup, feel really successful or feel really satisfied or feel really peaceful or feel really surprised, depending on your human design. And then looking at what is that about? What are you actually doing there? Why do you feel so at ease? Is it simply because you've mastered the art of that? Or is there something else to it? Is it something that just comes naturally to you? Because I feel like we often discount those things that come most easily to us, and they're the things where we can have the biggest impact. So that's it for this week. If you want to connect with me, head on over to Instagram. That's where I spend most of my time. I do lots of stories and share lots of stories too. I'm at Carlosophies. I'll see you there. You can also check out my website, carlinimmo.com. And until next week, peace out. Carlosophies, I'm Carly Nimmo. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.